Rabbi, this year, this week is being sponsored in the Nishmas of Avigdor Menachem and Meir Chatzvi Olav Shalom. Shkoyach to the Rosh Yeshiva, who flew all the way from Eretz Yisrael to give us this year.
Good evening. You have this week in the sugya a little bit about mikvois. I was looking through, a lot of the people say that the sugyas and amoicharis abayis are a little dry. It's hard to find something to speak about, but Baruch Hashem, Lamaisa on Daf Beis, you know, you have the sugya of Hezek Re'iyah, which talks about Dalet Amos. And the reason it's Dalet Amos is because for the height of a person, that's normally how much you would be able to look over the wall. And at the other end, on Daf Kuf, which Be'ezer Hashem, the Olam will get to shortly, on Daf Kuf, it talks about the Kvarim, the Kuchim, which describe that a person fits into Dalet Amos. Which leads Tosfos to ask, that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes says that the size of a mikvah, the Gemara gives, we know a mikvah in volume is arbayim sa, but the Gemara gives the size as one amma by three ammas. Which, by the way, shows us that there's a correlation between volume measurements and length measurements. If there's a machlokes chazanish and Rav Moshe and Rav Avraham Chaim Noah about the size of an amma or a tefach, by default it affects the size of a revius or a mikvah or anything like that. They go together. That's based on this Gemara in Pesachim Kuftes, which the Tosfos asks in a few places, is a person three amas or four amas? Because for the Kuchen, we're giving you a four amas thing. For the Hezek Re'iyah, we're giving you four amas. And the Mikvah, three amas is enough. So one Mahalach Tosfos says is that when you go in, the water rises up. And then he has various other Mahalachim. Amongst them, he discusses, we're holding not so long after Purim, the Tosfos brings this in six places in Shas, actually, that the Aseres B'nei Ham and the Chesh B'nei Ham, that they went up on the 50 amas, Ketuei Rosh Hayu. They were without the heads. So without that, it comes out as taka three amas and not four amas. For the record, this is not the topic of tonight's shir, but if you go through the archaeological digs all over Eretz Yisrael, the kuchen, the caves of the kvarim, are not like the chazanish. They are like the smaller size. The oilam is noik to be machmir, also like the chazanish, will affect, if we have time to talk about it, how you should eat your kazayas, matzah, marah, and all that stuff. Maybe we'll get to nyana diyam at the end, but... but it's all default based on that. Lamaisa, there's quite a lot of evidence, but that's really not the topic. Now, to go straight to the topic over here that you have about mikvois, the Gemara is discussing the psul of mayim she'uvim. It's negeya. The actual topic of the sugi is chakakoy lubisoif kavoy, if it has a dim kli or it has a dim karka. But the Gemara says, mayim she'uvim, the psul she'uvim is only a derabbanan. And that's opens up a big shiloh here in the Tosfos, which I'll get to. Let's give a little bit background information. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, in Parsha Shmini, Ach mayon uboir mikveh mayim yeh tohar, a mayon or a mikveh. It's in the same Pasuk. Ach mayon uboir mikveh mayim yeh tohar. So it's clear in this Pasuk, and this is based on basic Mishnayos and Gemaras, I want to just speak out a few basic inyonim to open up the topic. There's a mayon and there's a mikveh, and they have different halachas. First of all, and this is interesting because, you know, there are some people that recently are getting involved in about going up to the Har HaBayis, which is also not tonight's topic, but I spoke to some of them, and I said, you know, maybe not be worried about where Chiyuv Karis is for the Mamish, for the Amokim Azorah, but even a Balkeri is usher in the whole Har, in the whole Machane Leviyah. So they said, yeah, we go to the Mikvah before. With a Bracha. They make a Bracha. They go to the Mikvah, they make a Bracha. Because I said, yeah, but you need a Mayon. It's not enough to go to a mikvah, a zov. No, but a zov. Maybe you're a zov gadol. And even if it wasn't recent, if you were a zov gadol 10 years ago, if you haven't gone to a mayon yet, you're still tame. So al zov gadol, you need to go to a mayon. If people go to a mikvah, you have to know. You need a mayon.
It's not that easy to become a zov.
I know, but if you're dealing with a deraisa, you might as well go to a mayon before you're going into Machane Leviyah. You know, avada bepashtus, only a zov needs the mayon. Although, you know, Rabbi Yashiv says, Marid de Gazach, if you have a soldier that, let's say, has to go up for protection, for Pekuch Nefesh, for protection. So he says, Rabbi Yashiv, make sure to take off your tzitzis and your yarmulke. Because your tzitzis is tomei. No. Your tzitzis is tomei, right? You're now going to bring tumah. These guys are going mamish, let's say, into the mokum of the Azorah even, let's say. We're dealing with a chayva krisis. Your tzitzis is tumah. Your yarmulke is tumah. You can't bring in tumah. There's iser d'oraisa to be machnes tumah lazor. Now his boots he needs for his soldier army. Anything that's necessary for what do you call it? Whatever he has to do. But anything that's not necessary should be taken off. Any extra chayfetz that you bring in tumah is. See, you don't need the tzitzis in the yarmulke. No, that's a deraisa. Machnas tumah is a deraisa. Yeah, it's not karas. It's a lav. But on every extra chayfetz you bring in.
To
even the har, even the har. Makam azor. Azor. Tommy Mace is only Tommy Mace, yeah. I'm saying if someone you don't know in advance where you have to go shooting.
The mask is on the other side.
Yeah, okay. We'll bring a 3D thing about that. One last thing before we get started over here on the Etzem topic. There's a Rashi in three places in Shas. It's a fascinating zach. Only a Zov needs mayon. A Zova doesn't need mayon. Rashi, though, in a few places, brings that Zova also needs mayon. It's a pella. I mean, just for the oilim to understand. We go, the wives go to mikvah, for the tahara lebaila. According to this Rashi, you need mayon for chedikrisis. We don't pass them like this Rashi, hands down. There's a discussion in the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer and others talk about it. Why the oilim is not machmir. See, this Rashi is that you need mayon for Zava as well. Now, besides that, most things of Avi you could be toivel in a mikvah, but there's still another very important chiluk between a mayon and a mikvah. A mikvah, what's the shear of mikvah? Midoiraisa, it's enough for revius. If you toivel a small machtin betinoiris, little kalim, in a revius of water of mikvah, not mayim shuvan, of a mikvah, a revius is enough. Midrabanon, they will misakin that you need our boyim so. But midrais, that's enough revius. What's the sheer legabi mayon? A mayon, according to most rishonim, is bekol shehu. Some rishonim say revius. That's what we're going to see. Maybe we'll touch that a little bit. Some rishonim say revius, but pashtus a kol shehu. And it's a big machloikis rishonim. What about midrabanon? Does it remain that mayon, the emes, only needs kol shehu? There's no din of our boyim so in mayon? Or no, midrabanon, they will misakin our boyim so in mayon also. Again, mikvah, the minimum is revius, and midrabanan deo misakin arboyim so, even for a little machat v'tzinoiris. A mayan is a question. Now, the idea of arboyim so comes, because the Gemara says in Psochem that arboyim so is exactly a 1x1x3, that's the Psochem Koftes, and the idea that it has to be a mikvah, the size that a person can fit, is another pasuk, v'rochatz v'mayan es kol besori. Mayim Sharoi Lovay is kol Besori. And that the Gemara Darsh is in a few places, that's where we learn out that the size of a mikvah should be Mayim Shakol Gufoy Nichnas Bohem. Now, a Mayon Be'emes is enough kol Shehu. A mikvah, again, for small Kalim, technically originally was a revius. Midrabanan de'omasak and arboyim so. The Mishnah says in Mikvois, Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, as it's going through the various levels of what bodies of water have more and more power, yecholus, to be able to mitar things. And it says, Lamala Mehen, Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, is a mikveh that has our boyim sa, Shabai toivlin ummatbilin, say a person is toivl in it, and say your matbil kalim in it, meaning that the rabbanon would have been enough, a revius to be matbil kalim. Or fashteitzach, a kli that's a little larger, the size that you need for that kli, fashteitzach, you can't. But you would even be, the minimum would be revius. But the Mishnah here is talking already about the Rabbanan. Shabai Toivul Madbilin. Lemal Mehen is a Mayon. Shemaim of Muatin. Sherabu all of Mayim Shuvin. You added a lot more Mayim Shuvin. So the Mishnah says it's Shavah LeMikvah LeTar Bash Boiren. UleMayon LeHatav Boi BeKolshu. So let's just explain. There's one other chilek between a Mayon and a Mikvah. A Mikvah is Metaher only Bash Boiren, that the water is still and not moving. By a mayon, it's metame bezoichlin, as the water is moving. This sugya comes up in a few places, in the Durham and other places, when the river in the Bavel rises up, do you know it's from the rainwater, a whole thing. But I want to get to Nakudas like this. The Mishnah says a funny thing. The Mishnah says, Parakalaf Mishnah Zayin, a mayon, even if you amoys of a lot of mayim shuvin, it's still metahar bekolshu, but it needs ashboirin. Memonavshuch. Fregan alabi shoinim, the Ran in the Durham, Demis and Dafmem, asks, what's the status of such a mayon, that it's a mayon, but then you added a lot of mayim shu'uvin, it still has the din of a mayon, you could be mitoivel b'kol shu, but it needs to be ashbayrin. Mamon of shach, if it still has the din of a mayon, it should be able to be b'zoichelin. So the Ran, the Dharam asks the Kasha, and the Ran says that the Mishnah is a fake. He says the Mishnah, it depends. When you had a mine and then you added much more water, if you're still able to see where the original water was and where the extra is, what the Mishnah really means is where the water originally was is mitahar b'kol shehu, and hu adin zaychalim. The extra water, taka doesn't need, it needs arboyim sa, and it needs ashbayrin. The Mishnah is a fake, even though it makes us a split, kol shehu, yeah, and ashbayrin, not, it's litstodin katani. The original, it's going to, but you have, the Ram is mashed that there's a way to still be mavchin, the original source water and the extra, and the original source water size kosher enough and size zeichlin is still good, and the extra water has neither din of mine. But that's not the pashtus of the Mishnah, but it's the Ran and the Dharm, and the Dharm, the Ran is afanart, you know, the Ran and af mem and the Dharm.
So what's the other part?
No, the other part needs mem saw and needs ashbayrin. The original mayan part.
Rainwater or
the original? No, it's the Mayan. It's the Mayan water.
The new part.
The new part can even be shuvin. I'm gonna get, that we hopefully get to later.
Why? So why yaitzul habayim sa?
Oh, so that we'll see why it's shuvin. That's at a later stage. Lemaisa, it's not the parshav shana of the Mishnah, and the Rambam says the Mishnah kipshutai, and there's a famous Reb Chaim in Sefer on this shtickel. But I want to just say parshav shat as we're going to build up some of the basics now and get this Indian going. The Maisa is like this. Reb Chaim says like this. He says a Mayan is mitar b'kolshu, and a mayon is mitar even zoichelin. If you look at this mayon, it has the original, you're still attached to the original mayon, but you added much more water of mayim sh'uvin. If you focus on such a case, on one hand, it's still mechubar to the original mayon, it's still be'etzem mayon, it's still attached to that source. So it has the din of mayon b'negei kolshu. But as far as what kind of water is it, it's different water. It's much the water is shuvin, and it doesn't have that enough shuvin. He gives a beautiful mushel. There's a punk fakerta case. Gal shenitlash. The Gemara, this is a Mishnah in Mikvois. The Gemara brings in a Chagiga and a few other places. A huge wave, a tsunami, comes, let's say, assume out of the ocean, and let's assume that an ocean is Mayon. It's a Shiloh, but let's assume. And the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Mikvois, Perav Dalet, a wave, a gal from the ocean jumped out of the ocean. And it's not attached to the ocean anymore. And it totally fell on somebody and soaked him. And he was tovel, without clothes, the whole thing. And he was tovel, by default, into that gal. The Mishnah says, if it's arboyim sa, he could become tar. Gal shenitlash v'yesh by arboyim sa. And all the Rishayim shtel, the Mepharshim HaMakvos voice. And the Rishayim in Chagiga that brings this Mishnah. Why do you need arboyim sa? Mayon doesn't need arboyim sa. So they say, no, because it's not attached to the Mayan anymore. It's water from a Mayan. And as a matter of fact, it works Zoichalim, because this gal is moving. So it's Zoichalim. But it can't use Kolshu. Because now I'll explain, this is the two opposite ends of a Mayan. You have a Mayan that's still attached to its source. But there's much more Mayan Shuvan attached to it. That's still Be'etzem Mayan, so it's Kolshu. But Legavi Zoichalim, it needs Ashboyrin, because it's water of Ashboyrin. As opposed to a gal shenitlash, the gal shenitlash, it's not attached to the Mayan source, but it is water that originally came from a Mayan. It needs arboyim saw, but it's able to be zeichlin because it's moving. That's the setup of that inyan. Now, let's quote the Gemara in Nazir, and then we're gonna set this up. Yeah, there's a Gemara in Nazir. Interesting Gemara, the Gemara Nazir Daflamet Ches says there are 10 revias in the Torah. There are 10 times in the Torah where we have the share of a revias. 5 are red and 5 are white. That's what the Gemara says. Chamisha sumketi v'chamisha chivrasa. There are 10 things, and the Gemara goes through Dalet Kaisis, the red ones. Yeah, let's just say quickly. The red ones are Nazir, Dalet Kaisis, Shtuyayim Lamikdash. The white ones are Mayim of Mitzayra, Shemin of Nazir. Lagabi Tiltal Mayim on Shabbos. The Gemara goes through a list. The 5 white Reviyasin, which are water or oil, and the 5 red Reviyasin, which are Dam or Yayin. And the Gemara says, Atkan, there's only 10 Reviyasin. Frek the Gemara in Nazir, there's only 10? I have another one, I have another white one. The Gemara has a whole bunch of these kashas, but let's focus on what we need. Frek the Gemara, there's only 10, there's 5 red Reviyasin. 5 times where you have a share of Reviyasin, like I said, Dalakosis or Dam of Nazir, things like that. Dam to be metama for nazir. Frek the Gemara. I have another revius one. Revius by mikvah, which it's metaher machten v'tzineris, is with the share of a revius. Why didn't it say that one? Zokta Gemara, because Chazal anyways took it away. Chazal were oikerit. Chazal said that you need arboim sa even for kelim. And since halacha lemais, you need arboim sa, that revius is not negay anymore. That was the Gemara's kashm. Again, nozer? I didn't ask for nozer, right?
It wasn't on the list, sorry.
It wasn't on the list, yeah, 100% correct. But I want to talk, if there's something from inside, I want to have this Gemara. Yeah, my brain. So again, this is important to remember, there's 10, if someone meets you in the street and asks you how many reviusin there are, you have to know, there are 10 reviusin, 5 red ones, 5 white ones, Frekti Gemara, Vo'ika Mi'ah, Remamash Shola, one line, Vo'ika Mikvah, which assumingly means the sheer revius of a mikvah, Bar Mehahu, that doesn't get onto the list, the Batlua Rabbonon, because Rabbonon Wa'ikarit, you need Rabbonim So. Frekti Rishonim, Sayin Nozer, and Sayin Mikvois in a few places. What about Mayon? So here's the catch. Like most Rishonim, Mayon is Kolshu. It's Kolshu, not Revius. But it's a Suffolk in the Rash, it's a Suffolk in the Ravid. There are those that said that Mayon is Revius, not Kolshu. And then they ask, what's the Gemara? There's still a Kasha. You're still left with the Revius of Mayon. And it's even worse because it's not so posh that you have the Teretz. We said before, Mikvah Midai Raisa the Shir is Revius. And then Chazal, that's the Gemara here. This is the Makar, but there's maybe another Gemara in Pesachim in one other place. But here's where the Gemara says it clear, that originally the shear was Revius, and it should be an 11th Revius, it should be a 6th white one. And the answer is no. Bar Me'ahu, the Batlu, or Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were Oiker, that Revius. That they made the shear Mem Sa, even if you want to be Toivel, a tiny little screw, a tiny little cleat, you need the full Arboim Sa. But what about Mayon? So your options are to say that Mayon was never Revius, it was Kolshu. Or if you want to learn that the original shear of Mayan was Revius, you have to say that Mayan also, once they made the Gezerah that you need Arboyim So, Mayan also needs Arboyim So. And that's a Machlekes Rishonim. What?
They were not for the whole din of Mayan today?
No, the din of Arboyim So. The shear of Kolshu. No. Azov Mamash needs it, we said before in the beginning. But the you would need Arboyim So by a Mayan also.
What is saying about Revius?
No, again, the Gemara is mashma that there's no Revius remaining. Now the Gemara asks, Mikveh has Revius, and the answer is no, they were Oikrit. Now, your options for Mayan are to say that Mayan never was Revius, it was Kolshu. Or, if you say that Mayan is Revius, you're forced to say that when they were Oikrit and they gave Arboyim Sa, they put the Arboyim Sa by Mayan also, which is, by the way, a machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch, 2 days. It's a whole Arichas there, I don't want to get buried in that Nakuda, but the Ramah is describing in Simon Reish Aleph, the whole Simon Reish Aleph is the Mikvois. The Ramah over there is describing how you clean up a mikveh, and it has a special way that you get a special kli, which has a hole in it, so a holy kli, so it shouldn't be she'uvim. And there's a whole shaila, do you have to use such a system only for a mikveh, or even for a mayan? Meaning, does mayan have psul she'uvim? It's not so pushy, thing. Oh, mayan for sure does not psul she'uvim. It's not pushy. If mayan, they were also oiker, and they made a takon of arboim sa, so then they gave it the whole works, they gave it the din of arboim sa, and they also
need a pool where already saw together at a time.
It's it's a catch. Okay, you'd have to know how. Okay, you would have to work out how. Yeah, it could be a deep river. It could be a. But yeah. But it's moving.
Moving.
So it's interesting, an interesting place with a goyin quotes the science textbooks. Interessant as ach. I'm sorry. I'm the machine. It says in Shulchan Aruch. You know, because Tais. Tosfos Pesachim brings a raya that by Mayon, you don't need Arboim So. Tosfos wants to bring a raya by Mayon also, you need Arboim So. Tosfos Pesachim. And Tosfos says, he brings the Gemara Chagiga, there's a case, the Gemara says, Aruch al chule mechalchal, and it has a whole case here where you had a mikvah, and you put a basket, and it was separated into two halves of it, and now it's not full 40 saw. Can you be tovel on one side of it? Is it considered that it's connected, or the fact that the holes in the saw makes it as a mechitza? A shayla, sugin chagiga. But the point is, Tosfos brings a raya from there. He says, there it's talking about a mayon, because it's mashma. The Gemara is talking about there that the dirt, the earth, is as hollow. It's mashma that it's an underground source of water, and it has a din of mayon. And still, the Gemara chagiga, based on the connections, it was looking for memsa. So the goyin afnor the shulchan, he brings this Tosfos. He says it's a pel. He says, check in the chachme hamado. It doesn't have to be a mayon. It could be it was a mikvah. And it's attached to the river. To the river down at the end of the thing. He says, they even made a test. He says, sometimes they saw fish in the bar. And then they found those same fish. He says, they tested because they put coins in the fish. And as I bring it going, that the chachmei hamado, What? Right, he wants to say it doesn't. It's a din of mikvah, and he says, don't eat, it doesn't have to be a mayan. It's ashboiren. It's ashboiren. It's not zeichlin. It's ashboiren. But don't think that the fish can't get. You can find the same fish are going to get out there to the river, to the freshwater river. And he says, they checked it with a whole rikas in the grind. Chachme ateva, sorry, besifri ateva. Yeah. Oh. The customer said, "Tevah shekama pa'om amatzu dogim b'toych bayrus ma'im mechunasim shenichu b'toych ha'isam dogim matbeis kesef u'mitzam benaris v'kama ma'isam ayu." The whole thing, she's coming to argue on the Tosfos. No, there's no such a thing. Could be talking about it. It was taka mikvah. So that's that machloikis. What status ma'ayan has now? So it's a machloikis if ma'ayan again. Let's just keep our options open here. The Gemara says in Nazir that you're telling me there's no shiravias, only five reds, five whites. What about the mikvah? Mikvah, the shir originally was revius. Bar me'ahu de batlu rabbanan. Atkan the Gemara. One line. We asked, what about Mayan? Our options are that Mayan was kol shehu, or that Mayan even was also went to Memsa. Now, we'll go straight into the mikvah itself now. The Gemara says that avada shu'uvim is a psul by a mikvah. That's for sure. So you have here the Tosfos in Baba Basra. This is a very important Tosfos. It's a Tosfos here in Baba Basra, but, you know, any chabur, it's learning mikvahs. By the way, you know, when you have a chabur in yeshiva, they learn it for 6 months, for a year. They don't start from Perak Aleph Mishnah. They have a cheshbon, they start from certain places. There's a reason they haven't worked out. They work out the Rishonim. One of the main landmark places when you get started is this Tosfos. This Tosfos in Baba Basra and Tosfos in Pesachim opens up the topic. But the Maaseh is like this. It's a Machlekes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam against the Ri. Is the psul of Mayim Sheuvim a Do'oraisa or a Derabbanan? The Ri, Tosfos over here brings that the Ri says that the psul of Mayim Sheuvim is only a Derabbanan. Which means, if you have a mikvah of Mem So, and it's Kulay Sheuvim, Midoraisa, you can be Toivel in it. You can be Toivel a person in it. Toivel and Umad Bilan Boy. Farshteta, don't misquote the Ri. Avada, a mikvah can't be in a Kli. Avada, water in a Kli, it has to be Karka. It can't be a Kli. The Ri is minded that you can't be toivel in a kli. That's dumya de mayon avada. It can't be a kli. But if it's not in a kli, just it came from a kli. You took buckets and you poured it into a place, an area where there's a hole in the ground. You push it with shoya of buckets. You filled it up. Arboim so. According to the Ri, you already have a doraisa that can mikvah. If you're toivel, then you go into the mikdash. You're not chayv karis. What?
A pool would not be a kli.
A pool would not be lechayr not. Yeah, a swimming pool. Yeah.
Would not be a kli.
Lechayr.
Even a bathtub.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why. Not. If it's attached, it depends if it's chakakai or libesef kavai or kavai libesef chakakai, right? The bathtub coming in. Yeah, you have to know. But that's the Ri, again, it's very important to know this. The Ri holds that avada, you can't be titled in a kli. But if it's mayim she'uvim is not a psul d'oraisa. And Rabbeinu Tam argues, and of course, Tosfos brings the item of first Torah's kayinim, that it says, ma mikvah dumi the mind. The original pasuk says, mikvah mayim, and it says mayim and mikvah in the same pasuk. It says, ma mayim bidei shamayim, af mikvah bidei shamayim, asmachta ba'alma, the Ri says. The Ri even brings a raya. The Mishnah says in the Kvois, Tosfos brings, that Tosfos later on brings, that suffik, we have a suffik if something is mayim shuvim, you could be mekel. Why are you mekel? Zot the Ri, because it's a suffik, the Rabbanon. Rabbeinu Tam argues, he says, no, it's not because of suffik, the Rabbanon. It's because you have a chazoka that it's mistam, wasn't shuvim. Not because of suffik l'kula. And then Rabbeinu Tam brings another Rai. As we go through the Tosfos, right? Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam says Kulei Shuvin is a psul deraisa. The Ri says that it's a psul derabbanan. So the Oid Havi Rabbeinu Tam Rai. Rabbeinu Tam brings an interesting Rai from a Mishnah. I want to discuss this Mishnah a little bit. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. We know that what could passel up a mikvah? Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvin passels a mikvah. Now, according to most Rishonim, once the mikvah has our boyim saw. Afilu at the moisif kol neima sheva oilom, it's not a problem. Pashtus, there's a Rashbam hilchar, it's chaylik, but big chumra. But let's assume, once you have our boyim saw, nothing could pass. Before our boyim saw, gimel lugin passes. Comes the Mishnah and says, Rabbi Lezer says it depends. If you have a mikveh that was already starting to be filled up, and it didn't get to the level of our boyim saw, then gimel lugin could pass it. But bitchila, at the beginning, even a revius of Mayim Shuvim could pass it. What does it mean at the beginning? So it's a big machloikis Rishonim. Some Rishonim say the beginning means it has to be totally dry. I know there's a lot of Rabbanim that are very machmer when they recycle the mikveh, they're getting new. They mamish go and dry it. It has to be mamish and a brisk oif, and they go and mamish dry it with towels, totally dry. Because if there's even one tipa of ma'im she'uvim, so then it's tchila and tchila. Pashtus, as long as there's maybe a revius, maybe gimelugin even, is already going to be called tchila. But you see that even if it's tchila, even a revius is going to pass. The shaila is, if even a revius is going to pass, but tchila frektosis, why? If the shear is gimelugin, why should tchila be different? So the emes is the re says, the Rishonim bring from the re. Because they're tchila, they wanted to be more machmer. And revius is a chosh of a shear, like Avi Mikvah, Harim, the rice and the shear was revius. You know, it's not so crazy, it should be like that. But the Rabbi Natan wants to prove from that, must be that tchilosai is a deraisa, and that's why they're more machmer, because it's a deraisa.
Why isn't that another revius, number 11? You know, Nozu, why don't they count it out as another one?
Oh, like Rebbe Lezer. Yeah, that's an excellent kasha. Vice, not like Rebbe Lezer, we pass like the Tanakama. It passes like the Tanakama. Yeah, that would be a kasha. What? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if Rabbi Natan could bring a ride from Belezer, even though we don't pass him like it. He's bringing a ride to the idea. Yeah. I'm not sure. You have to know. But that's Tosh wants to bring a ride that like, I'll be that din of Tchila. So the Shaila now becomes like this. There's a din. We'll skip along to an interesting mice over here like this. There's a shaila. You want to make a mikveh from snow, right? In Alaska, yeah. You want to make a mikveh. We paskin. It's a machlekes b'shanim, but we paskin that on sheleg there's no psul of mayim she'uvim. Sheleg doesn't have. It's a mishnah. Sheleg doesn't have a psul of mayim she'uvim. So technically, you're in Alaska. You want to build a mikveh. You can take trucks and what's it called and from Kalim, pop it out, take sheleg, put it somewhere else. Sheleg. There's no psul of she'uvim on sheleg. Kach, loy tiknu. That wasn't the gzeira. Sheleg doesn't have a psul. No, it's a big machlekes rishonim. Could you be toivel in the sheleg? So it's not so pashut. Pashut, you have to wait until it melts. You can't be toivel in the sheleg. A lot of rishonim say it's a chilek. If it's real sheleg, that's not she'uvim, meaning where the snow fell gufa into a bar. That's kshamim. That's kasher mikvah. But then be toivel even when it is sheleg. But this, that shelig is kosher, even if it's she'uvin, it's kosher. But lemaisa, you can't be tevel until it melts. So it becomes a very interesting, Pesach Teshuvah brings a very interesting shaila in the Chasam Sofer. How are you going to melt it? It's very cold outside. How are you going to melt your mikveh now? So pastors, you say, bring boiling hot water and melt it. Pour boiling hot water on it. Harei, is it ready? Arboim saw, right? You prepared arboim saw of shelig. Shelig is she'uvin, but she'uvin is not a psul by shelig. And you already have our boyim saw. The pastor said for the Rashbam, once there is our boyim saw, afilu at the moisif kol mei b'shaboyim, it's not a problem. So melt it down with a whole bunch of hot water, even 100 saw of hot water in one shot. Who cares? On the other hand, Dr. Chasam Sofer, maybe not. Because since Sof kol Sof, you can't be toivel in this sheleg, and it's, let's assume it's mamish pure ice hard rock sheleg. So not only can you not pour hot water on it, even one revius of hot water he's going to pass it, because it's tchila. It's called tchila. There's nothing in here yet. The full arboim saw is there, but legabi our gedarim, it's called tchila. He says the only way, you have to take hot metal rods, or some other element of heat, and melt the snow. You can't, it's a suffix in the Chasam Sofer. Can you use the boiling?
You only have to melt a little
bit. What?
You only have to melt a little bit.
No, you need.
Then it's not tchila anymore.
No, I know it's not tchila anymore, but that little bit, how did you melt that little? I mean, melt a little bit with a rod. Yeah, if you excellent. Once you melt a little bit with a rod, let's assume, it's not so much how much you need to make it as tchila. Let's assume, say, gimel saw, some say 20.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, but gimelugan or saw, whatever it is, you wouldn't. Then the rest you would be able to do. Yeah, but even that, I'm not sure, because the idea that you could be moisif, let's even 100 saw in one shot, since there's our boyims already, I'm still not sure what's considered as our boyims. I mean, you have our boyims of shelig, which on one hand, the shelig is kosher. But on the other hand, you can't be toivled ba'idai kafu. Now you're waiting for it to melt. What status does it have? Is it, on one hand, if nothing melted yet, it's cool. It's mamash ha-mikvah of tchila. Certainly you can't put water. And even if it did melt a little bit, I'm not sure how much you're able to chaperine on that. Yeah, the emes, this sugya is a mayon She'en lehem soif, but we have a few minutes. I want to speak out. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mikvois. Rambam Tahara. The Rambam. There was another Rambam I wanted to go into. I want to get to this last Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchas Mikvois. Dover Goloi Shatum of Atar is Exeris Hakosuv. It's Ena Midvorim Shadaiti Shal Odom Achras. It's like a choik. But Afal Pikein Remez Yesh Bedover. Keshein Shahamachavin Liboy Letaher. Kivin Shetohavel Tohar. Afal Pishalin Eschadish Bedgufay Dover. A physical change didn't happen. He says earlier, it's not like tit or tsoya, that if you go into water, the water cleans off the tit or tsoya. When you went into this main mikvah, there was no tit or tsoya, literally, that the mayim took off. But nevertheless, you were mechaven liboy, and it's nothing that's chadash in your guf, but it becomes a new mitzis. Kach ha-mechaven liboy letaher nafshoy, mitumas ha-nefoshois, shehen machshovis ha-oven v'deyas ha-rois. Kivan shehiskin b'liboy lifresh me'oysen ha-eitzois, v'hevi nafshoy b'mei hadas tohor. My reading is after Rambam says, when we learn out from mikvah, is that you can shteltzu also, a person has the right kavonah to shteltzu to the mei hadas. The mei hadas is Torah. If a person, harayu oimer, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohoirim utaharetim, mikol to meisechem, mikol gululeichem atar eschem. If a person shteltzu to the ein mayim ala Torah of the mei hadas, that's an oifin how you could be matar yourself. There's a moira de gazach, there's a gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara discusses that you have kemach, and if water falls on it, the water could make it chometz. And the Gemara discusses even, let's say there's a dlaf, there's a leak, and the water is falling onto the kemach, it can make it chometz. But the Gemara says, Pesachim, the Flamates, kemach shenafal l'toychei dlaf. Let's say there's a leak falling onto the kemach. Afilu kolayim kulay any bali dechimitz. Amar af papa v'hu the ovid tip lebehedi tip. It's only if it's coming drop by drop, consistently. Because if it's drop by drop falling consistently on the kemach, it doesn't have an opportunity. It doesn't have yecholus to become chometz. I think in this gemara like the Moir de Kazach, and especially the people that are zoicha to learn dafyoimi. The pshat is tip lebehedi tif. Nocha tip, nocha tip, nocha tip. Another drop, another drop, another drop. If it's consistent and it's every day and it's tog teglich, there's no way for it to become chometz. According to the cheshbonis that I have, if I understood correctly, that Avi Moiri Shlita started learning Daf Yomi on October 1st, 1980, which March was Baba Basra.
March 1st.
March 1st. Let's check the calendar. March, that makes more sense. 1980, it was Baba Basra Daf Pei, which is coming up next week. It's going to be now fourth time. Fourth time. Start. What? One second. Every 7 years. 37 years. Oh, so Finif Mo. Wow. The Finif the Kaiser. Yeah. Wow. Right. I was running 27. Shem Finif Mo. Be'ez Hashem. I want to take this opportunity. He should be zoicha, be zinjur and svansik many, many more times. But it's a moira d'gazach. But the Musar Haskel is that it's tip lebehede tip. That it's a drop after a drop after a drop. That that's the way to keep shaychus to the mei adas. If it's done, doesn't make a difference. Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, in the cold, in the rain. Yeah. There's no time out. It says in the pasuk, "Ushmartem es hamatzois," and Rashi brings, "Ushmartem es hamatzois" is "Ushmartem es hamitzvois." Mitzvah baliot chaltach mitzenu. The Pashtus, it's a play on words. But the Arachayim HaKadosh over there, he says a taich. He says the same word. It's Makor is a Mechilta, but he says a taich. What's Mechayev a Yid? Ushmartem es ha-mitzvois, that mitzvah bol yodel tach mitzenu. Why forget? Let the attitude be. I'm all yeah, I'm all not, maybe, this. Who says it has to be with an intensity of al tach mitzenu? Because the Yidden were in Mitzrayim and they were going to fall into the Nun Shari Tumah. And the Eibishter knew that he has to take out right now. Matzis represents, v'lo yochlu l'smameya, azoy they would have let the dough rise. Nor, v'lo yochlu, v'lo yochlu. The Eibishter knew he can't. He was al tach mitzenu. That's what created us. To reciprocate on that, that's mechayiv os, ushmartem es ha-mitzvos. What's mechayiv yid in his Torah, in his mitzvos, and his avodas Hashem, to do it in an oifen of achrayis, of al tach mitzenu, is because that's how the Rabbeinu Shlalem created Klaus. So it's more than just a play on words. There's a depth over here. The mechayiv of os to be ushmartem es ha-mitzvos is because of what the Rabbeinu Shlalem did by ushmartem es ha-matzvos. Now we know that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes in another place, that if the Yidden were in the Mem Tes Shari Tumah, they were going to fall in the Nun Shari Tumah. The Inyan was only Koyde Matan Torah. But La'achar Matan Torah, even if a person is already by the Nun Shari Tumah, but the Koyach HaTorah, Efshel Lotze is from the Nun Shari Tumah. Now, I spoke to an Adam Godel about this in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's going to sound like a chutzpah or to take places to say such a thing, but I think that Arachayim HaKadosh didn't know, didn't see, didn't fathom. He talks about Mem Tes Shari Tumah and Nun Shari Tumah. Shtein Shtergetz in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh about Nun Tes Shari Tumah. There's a generation now that's dealing with net Nun Tes Shari Tumah. Nisht net Mem Tes Shari Tumah, Nun Tes Shari Tumah. I don't know if the Or HaChaim HaKadosh applies. It's dealing with the higher Madrega. Musogim Nisyoinis. But on the other hand, I saw recently a Moir de Gezach from the Leshem. The Leshem Shvoi Vachaloma, the Leshem was the Zayde from the Rabbi Yashiv. The Leshem writes, he says, people have it wrong. He says, you know why the Yidden Hashem had to take them out right away? Because Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into the Nun Shari Kedusha. When he went at him, afterwards he had 49 days of Sirus Aymer to work it out on your own. But Yisru'u Adela'ela, the Rabbi Nishlam gave them Atono, U'posach Hashem al HaPesach. It reminds me of Baruch Mimezhbov, who used to say, what does it mean, U'posach Hashem al HaPesach? Because B'derek HaKlal, in order to do tshuva, it's Pischu Pesach Kechudei Shel Machat. By Leil Mitzrayim, U'posach Hashem al HaPesach. Hashem was Mevater. You don't even need that Pesach. He's going to give it to us, Matana Gemur. U'posach Hashem al HaPesach. He was Mevater on the necessity for that Pischu Pesach. But upon him, he threw at them the highest Madregas. Zok to Leshem. The reason Hashem had to take them out right away, not wait an extra second, is because they would have hit the Nun Shari Kedusha. And then it wouldn't be Bechir. They would be on such a high level that it wouldn't be Shaykh anymore, the Bechir. That's why you had to take them out. Now, but Pashtas, that's an ultimate stira to the Pashtas, how the Olam understands. But I think, and especially on focusing on today's generation, it's not a stira. You have mamish people pulling you in Nun Tes Sha'arim in one way. On the other hand, if you know history a little, look at the Doir. So many Talmidei Chachomim, even the Balabatim, are all Loim Dei Torah and Yoidei Torah. And in the base medrash, there's nun shari kedusha. It's pulling both ways, and you know, it reminds me. There's a Rashi in Mamish in the beginning of the parsha. Rashi says the koil was mezgaber v'hoylich bein shnei akruvim. Until where did it go? Ad hachotzer achisoina, and then it was nifsak. In the koisle base medrash is the koil godel v'loy posak, but it went only till the koisle base medrash. Outside it's not. In the koisle base medrash you have it. So I think, I saw in this forum, it says, Chodesh Nisan, we're holding down by Chodesh Nisan, preparing for Pesach, for Geula. Chodesh Nisan, Nisan starts with a Nun, and ends with a Nun. In the middle is Samach Yud, Nisan, Yud Samach. Yud Samach is 70, 70 is Klal Yisrael, Shivim Nefesh, the Shavuos of Klal Yisrael is 70. But it's a process, you have the Nun bent Nun, and then you have a Nun Pshuta. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuvdal, you have Nun Kfufa and Nun Pshuta. And I saw this forum that explained that the Nun Kfufa represents the Nun Sha'arim in that direction. And the process of going through a Chodesh Nisan, V'nisan Nigalu, V'nisan Asinu Nigol, the process, the Shtelzu to the Mehadas, is to straighten ourselves out, that we should be Zeichataka to the Nun Shari Tumah, and it should be, Ki Yimei Tseisram Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Niflois, Tavdun, Esol Ikim Al HaHarazeh, which was eventually the Matora, Tavdu Nun, to get to the Shara Nun, that's our Arbit now, to get to the Chamishim Sha'arim, and we should be Zoicha Behir V'yameinu. Oh, great.